Well, we want to turn in God's Word to the portion that we read together in the book of Genesis and the chapter 3, the book of Genesis and the chapter 3. And let's pray for God's blessing and pray God bless His Word to all hearts in this house today, in this house, and especially any who may be in without Christ, that they'll find the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the singing of the hymns. What a blessing it is, Lord, to sing of Christ. And now as we turn to thy word, I ask thee, thou wilt be with us. And thou wilt set this down. And thou wilt remove all distracting thoughts. That we'll be taken up, Lord, with your word. We'll be taken up with Christ. I ask you, Lord, that none will be seen, none but Jesus only. And I ask that anyone who may be unconverted in this meeting, unsaved, that they may come to Christ, washed in His blood, be made a child of God, and at last brought into the kingdom of heaven. Be with us now, I pray. We ask for your help in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure everyone here this afternoon has heard about the sparrows that are sweeping across the world at this present time. It is known as the coronavirus. Every newspaper we seem to lift and read, we see it across the pages. We put on the radio, we're talking about the coronavirus. The internet, the TV. The message has been sounded out for all to hear. There's a very dangerous virus sweeping across the world. In many places, including Australia, it's causing panic. People are fighting over items in the supermarkets, over toilet roll, hand cleansing, sanitizer, bottled water. It is causing a real panic in the hearts of many people. There are many people are concerned because of this coronavirus, it could lead to a shortage of water and of food. I have to say this afternoon, it's a terrible thing that is happening all across the world. And if it continues to spread, it could cause great disruption to all of our lives. Now, of course, there's another virus abroad today in the world. It is, without doubt, the worst of all. It is the virus of sin. You may ask this afternoon, Noel, what is sin? What does it really mean? What is sinning against God? Well, the Bible tells us very clearly what is sin. In 1 John 3 and the verse 4, John says, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. What is sin? It's breaking the law of God. Now I'm sure everyone here has heard about God's law, the Ten Commandments, that was given to Moses. And the Bible is very clear in this. We break the commandments, any one of them, there are 10. In word, listen, in thought, in deed. If we break the law of God at any time, God says, this is sin. And we do know, of course, this terrible plague of sin. It's in the world today. There are not many people talking about the plague of sin. I said to you this afternoon, in many places it is never named. It is never mentioned. You may go to churches, you may listen to so-called preachers preaching, and they never warn you about this virus that's in the world today. It is called sin. The worst, the most dangerous virus in the world, more deadly and dangerous than the coronavirus. It is a virus called sin. And I want us to give a little comparison today about the coronavirus and this virus of sin that's in the world as well. Now we want to think about the start of the coronavirus. Where did it all begin? Well, health officials tell us it first appeared in China, in a place called Wuhan, in the city, at the beginning of December 2019. They tell us that health officials from China were informed there is a terrible virus abroad. Well, of course, nobody wants to hear about this. They wanted to deny it, of course. A doctor who flagged the people on social media about the risks of this virus, and him and others were summoned before a place, and they were told to be silent. Don't be disrupted. Do not be putting this message out. They didn't want people to hear about this coronavirus. And as a result of this particular doctor has since died because of it. Now, it is known it started in this city of China, Wuhan. It started, it spread, and up to this particular time, over 100,000 people over the world has this disease. So we think of this coronavirus that people are speaking about. It's on the news broadcast, it's in the newspaper, no matter who people are talking today about the coronavirus. And when we look here back into it, we find it started in this city around about the beginning of December, and it's in the world. When we come to the Bible about the worst virus, listen, the greatest disease in the world today is sin. How did it commence? Well, we're left in no doubt about it. We come to the Bible. Remember here this afternoon, the Bible is the Word of God. God tells us what happened to the Word. Listen, God tells us how sin came into this world. I met a lady the other day doing door knocking. And I asked her, did you believe in God? And she said, no, she didn't. And I said, well, why do you not believe? Well, she said, look at all the trouble. Look at all the sickness. Look at all the death. And I said, well, that doesn't disprove God. That shows you something happened to the world. Something happened. And do you know what happened, dear friends, this afternoon? Sin came into the world. It changed the world that God made. And here we find in the Bible, God is telling us the commencement of sin in this world. He tells about the place that it entered into the Garden of Eden. And we're told even more details about this. We're told about the very people who brought sin into the world. It was a man and wife. It was Adam and Eve. They had disobeyed God. It tells us here about the very pathway whereby sin entered into the world by the deceit and lies of the devil. Remember this, God had made it very, very clear to Adam of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat thereof, because in the day you eat thereof, here's what's going to happen. You're going to die. You see that in chapter 2, verse 17 of Genesis. God tells him that thou shalt die. He's warned about this. Adam, you can go to any of these trees. You can eat of other fruits, but you do not go near this tree. Don't even look. Don't even touch it. Because the day thou touchest this tree and eats of this tree, Adam, something is going to happen. You're going to die. He was warned. Of course, we read together. He never listened to the warning. No. He was looking at the tree. We find here the serpent who was the devil suddenly comes and lies. And you know what he did in verse 1, chapter 3? Yeah, have God said, he questioned the word of God. Yeah, have God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And so the devil, what does he do? He questions the Bible. I just want to say here today, people are still throwing questions in the Bible. Has God said? The word of God, behold. Are you sure this is the Bible? The question, the devil's still using this method today. As he comes here, and all the subtly here to Eve, has God said you shall not eat? And the woman says, yes, we can't do it, because for God has, he has said. Listen, he has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And then the devil, what does he do? He denies the word of God. He says he shall not surely die. Dear friends, the devil is still a liar. He said, your sin will do you no harm. No, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's alright. It's only a little thing. And we read there together how sin came in. They listened to the voice of the devil. And they saw the tree was good. And they took it and they ate of it. And listen, friends, here's what happened. Sin entered into the world. The most deadly virus, the most deadly disease in the world today is sin. It entered in. Here's the commencement of it. That's why we have trouble today. That's why we have death. Sin has entered in to the world. Now, over in the New Testament, Apostle Paul is writing about this, and he says in Romans 5 and verse 12, I want you to listen to the words. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So he tells us sin entered into the world, listen, by one man, Adam. Adam was warned, he was told, do not be touching this tree. If you do it, you're sinning. Adam, if you do it, you'll die. But by one man, sin entered into the world. And so we can trace sin back to temptation. We can trace it back to this people, Adam and Eve. A terrible plague called sin entered into this world. And that's a bit like the coronavirus. We know how it all start, but we had to go to China. We had to go to this city, Wuhan. We had to look and listen what had happened in that city. But dear friends, look what happened to the world. Look what happened to us. How did it all happen? Well, here it is. Sin has entered into the world. Adam and Eve sinned against God. And sin was brought into this world. And then we want to notice not only the start of the coronavirus, but I want to look at the spreading of the coronavirus. We do know that this virus is moving rapidly around the world. Now, it started in a city in China, but quickly, and you know this is true this afternoon, it is finding itself in other countries all over the world. Someone said the other day, and I'm sure maybe it has risen today, I'm not sure, but the other day when I did the sermon, more than 80 nations across the world have confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Notice that. 80 nations across the world today have confirmed cases of the coronavirus. You can go to Iran. You can go to Italy. South Korea. Iceland. Listen. You can go to Ireland, you can go to Northern Ireland, where I'm from. And there's people there, has it? Oh, it's in Hobart. It's here as well. Do you see what's happening? Different countries, different nations. It's spreading. Hong Kong, different places. And it's all over the world. There were people at one time went on a cruise, and the ship was called Diamond Princess. There's maybe about over 2,500 guests was on that particular cruise. 705 people have found to be infected with this virus, even on a cruise. They tell us to this day, over 100,000 people has coronavirus. Dear friend, I want to say to you, it's spreading quickly. All over the world, every day, new cases. You can see yourself, go on, you can internet, the numbers is rising all the time, confirmed cases, the numbers going up. The other day I looked at it, it was 93, I think, or so on. Now it's 100,000 today, over 100,000. It can spread very easily as well. They tell us that this virus, I'm not a medical scientist in any type of way or form, but it said it can, at close contact, it can jump across. Especially, of course, if a person sneezes or coughs, affect the person doing this. It can affect you. They're trying to work out how many people that someone who has the coronavirus can affect. And some people come up with a figure around about 3 people. So if you get it, there's a chance that you or me, we can cause it to spread to three people. And then tell us how it spreads. Well, it comes through your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. So you've got to avoid touching your face. Maybe you've come across these things. But what I'm saying to you here this afternoon about the coronavirus, it's spreading all over the world, friends. Every day, the numbers are rising. In different countries, in different places, in towns, in villages, in different places, different people, different nationalities are coming down with this virus. It's spreading. It's spreading quickly. It's spreading easily. It's spreading all over the world. The coronavirus. Let me say to you, the terrible virus of sin is worse. Sin has swept over the whole world. Every country. There's not a country in the world you will not find the coronavirus of sin. Not one. Listen, there's not a city in the world you'll not find it. There's not a town. There's not a village. There's not a home that you'll not find the coronavirus of sin. Listen, there's not a person. There's not a person in the world who's escaped the coronavirus of sin. Not one. Not you in this meeting. Not you in this meeting. Or not me. Every one of us has been touched by sin. Every one of us. And we read in the Bible, Genesis 6 and verse 5 there, and the Lord and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And I find here that God, he's looking down. He's looking down from heaven. He looks down and he sees everybody's in wickedness and everybody is in sin. You see verse 12 of chapter 6. God looked upon the earth and behold, it was corrupted. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Notice what God saw. All, not just some. Not just half of the population. But the Bible says all, everybody, has corrupted themselves before God. Here's the spread. Here's the spread of sin. Listen, I want to tell you here this afternoon, it's better to all of us. Every one of us. Not with a cough. No, friends. Not with a sneeze. No. The moment you're brought into this world, you have the coronavirus of sin. The Bible says that, of course. David, that mighty man of God, when he thought about his conception and he thought about being brought into this world, he said in Psalm 51 and verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." And David is showing us very, very simple. When he came into this world, he came in with a problem. Something was wrong with him. What was wrong with him? He just had a disease called sin. And we know that, of course. When the children start to grow up, you don't have to teach them to do anything wrong. No. You spend your time teaching them to do what is right. The Bible says they go astray as soon as they be born. Listen, speaking lies. You do not have to teach a little child how little maybe to tell lies when they're two or three and you ask them, "Did you do this?" What do they say? No, I didn't do it. You see, friends, I tell you what's wrong. They're touched with this plague called sin. So was I. I know better than anybody in this meeting. And now you friends, every one of us has been touched by sin. We're born in sin with a sinful nature. That's why you have sinful thoughts and acts and deeds. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us, there's not a person in this meeting. The prophet Isaiah said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." Notice what he says here. All we like sheep. He put himself in it as well. He had this terrible disease. It's called sin. And it's placed upon us by our parents at birth. And that's why you're a sinner. That's why I was born, not a saint, friend. No. Now you were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and we have a terrible virus of sin in our nature, a sinful nature. So the spread of it. And here's the thing, as I said there, everybody's touched. I told you the figures about those who have the coronavirus today. They reckon it's 100,000. Well, 100,000, is it over 7 billion people here on this planet at this particular time? 100,000 is not too many, friends. But listen, everybody in the world is touched. Everybody is touched with sin. Everybody, not one escapes. Not one person in this meeting. Listen, not one person outside this meeting. Not one person in the world escapes the coronavirus of sin. And that includes you. Do you see your sin? Are you honest before God in His house today? Yes, I have sinned. I have broken His laws in word and thought and deed. We have to be honest. We have to be honest with God's word. What He says about us. Here's what He says about all people. That we are touched. That we are corrupted. That we have sinned against God. And so we find here the spreading of the coronavirus. Quickly spreading. Well, sin, dear friends, has spread over the whole world. There's not a country, there's not a nation, there's not a home, there's not a person who has not been touched by the coronavirus of sin. That includes you in this meeting. That includes me in the pulpit. But then I want to say another thing about the symptoms of the coronavirus. Some, of course, have been given about the symptoms of the coronavirus, so they tell different things. Of course, it's like a fever. Difficulty breathing, that's another thing. Pain in the muscles, there's tiredness, there's high temperature, there's sweating, there's coughing, there's sneezing. That doesn't mean if you sneeze here this afternoon, you've got it. You know, let me say that. But this is sort of symptoms here of the coronavirus. And if you suspect any of these things, of course, you are to immediately bring your doctor and tell him. Tell them about this, what you're having, your temperatures, your sneezing, your coughing, and different things, how you feel unwell. And you are to contact them immediately. These are the symptoms here of having this coronavirus. Well, when I think about the coronavirus of sin, what are the symptoms that you have it? Well, I want to just throw out a number of them very quickly. Here is the effect it has on people. In their sin. There's a deadness about them. Now what I mean here. There's a spiritual deadness about them. They're dead to the things of God. Oh no. You talk to them of Christ. Oh, it doesn't really matter, friends. There's no life within them. And Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. He says, you have been quickened. Who were dead. In trespasses and sins. He says they're spiritually dead. Now they are physically alive. But spiritually they are dead. They don't want God. They don't love Christ. There's something wrong with them. What is wrong with them? They've got the virus. They've got the coronavirus of sin. And there's a deadness. And then, of course, it affects people in their wickedness. What do they do today? Take a look around. I see people today, and they're running after the world. They're running after sin. It may be immorality. It may be drugs. It may be alcohol. It may be lust, but they're running after it. They're running after wickedness. They're running after that which God hates. Job said in Job 15 and verse 16, how much more abominable and filthy is man? Listen, what striketh iniquity like water? There's something wrong with that man or that woman, that boy, that girl that runs after sin. What's wrong with them? They've got the coronavirus of sin. They love wickedness. Don't love holiness. Don't love that which is right, friends. Is that you in the meeting? Are there some people said, no, well, I'm not really interested in the things of God. Well, why is that? Because they've got the coronavirus of sin. Your deadness. You say, well, I run after the world. I run after sin. I love it all. Well, what is wrong? Listen, you have the coronavirus of sin. That's what's wrong with you. And then, of course, there's the blindness that affects the eyes. No, they cannot really see. Now, I'm talking here not about physically. Of course, you go out on the street, you can see. But I'm talking here about seeing spiritually. There are people today, and they cannot see their sin. No, you can talk to them from the Bible. You can show them here from the Word of God that we're brought into this world with a sinful nature, and that they have sinned against God in word and thought and deed. But they say, I cannot see it. I'm a good person. What's wrong with them? They've got the coronavirus of sin. That's the eyes. They can't see it. They think I'm perfect. I'm good. I've done nobody any harm. None of these words come from their lips. They cannot see that they have a soul that's everlasting. They cannot see that Jesus Christ is the Savior. And they need Him. They need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. They need to come to Him. But they cannot see it. What is wrong with such a person? They've got the virus. They've got this coronavirus of sin. It blinds people to God, to their sin, to their soul, to eternity, to Christ. You say, I can't see it. And of course, it affects their ears as well. The deafness. They can't hear. Oh, you can shout at them. Talk right into their ears about the things of God. Well, they can't hear. The Lord Jesus said, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. I saw him hear about spiritual hearing. Hearing the doctrines of God and the truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and this affects their ears. There's this deafness. They're not listening. Maybe there's someone in the meeting today and you say, well, I've heard the gospel many times. I've never come to Christ. I've never trusted Him. You're not listening. Repent and believe the gospel. You've got the virus. There's a corruptness of them as well. It corrupts the whole man, the whole nature of sin. In Isaiah 1 verse 6, the prophet Isaiah said, from the sole of the foot even onto the head, there's no soundness in it but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. But notice, he talks about the sole of the foot. No, it goes right up. It goes right through man, right to the very, onto the head, right to the top of his head. And there's no soundness in it, right throughout the whole man. Listen, he's corrupt. Thus, this is what sin has done. It has corrupted not part of the man, not half of the man, but listen, the whole man. And that's true of you in this meeting, the unconverted person in the meeting this afternoon. It has corrupted all of you. All of us. Our feet, our hands, our tongue, our eyes, our heart, everything about us. Sin has corrupted. And then what about self-righteousness? Remember it says in Romans 10 verse 3, for they have been ignorant of God's righteousness, are going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So here we have the self-righteousness. Here's people working for salvation. All said, I don't need Christ. I don't need to be saved. No, I can do it myself. A DIY, I can get to heaven myself. It's my prayers. It's my works. It's my deeds. It's my church. My chapel. My parents. And they're going about establishing their own righteousness. There's something wrong with such a person. If that's the case, you know what's wrong, friends? It's not the virus. Because you can never get to heaven your own steam. You can never get to heaven by your church attendance. Or by your works. No. If this is you in the meeting this afternoon, you say, well, I'm trying the best I can. You've got the virus. God never says, just doing the best you can will get you to heaven. At all. So I'm showing you some of the symptoms of having the coronavirus of sin. And then the unwillingness to come to Christ. Remember he said in John 5 verse 40, you will not come to me that you might have life. He's speaking to people. They're thinking the call of the gospel to come to Jesus Christ. But they refuse to come. They won't come. They won't leave their sin and put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. There's something wrong with these people. Here's what's wrong. They've got the virus. We've got the coronavirus of sin. We don't want Christ. I want to hide from Christ. I want to run from Him. Oh, dear friends, the symptoms of the coronavirus of sin. Have I touched any in your heart this afternoon? If not, I'm sure there are other symptoms as well. But is there a deadness in your heart, a wickedness, a blindness, a deafness, corrupt, a self-righteousness, unwillingness to come to Jesus Christ? You see, you're in your sin this afternoon. You're in your sin. You've got the virus of sin. I once was like you. I had to say that this afternoon. Others in the meeting were once like you as well. But I want to think about the seriousness of the coronavirus. While in some cases it may be mild, but in other cases it's life-threatening. They tell us about over 3,000 people have died up to date here at the moment with the coronavirus. It was on January the 9th that China announced its first death from a man. He was a 60-year-old man who had purchased goods from a seafood market. Now, he died on January the 9th, so it took them 2 days to get the news. But notice here, it can be critical. It's about 3 or 4 times worse than just having the normal flu. So if you ever had the flu, it's terrible, isn't it? I used to think one time I got the flu, so one day I got it and I realised I never had it in my life. It puts you on the broad of your back. This flu is 3 to 4 times worse. In many cases, it can be critical. It's critical. It has to be stopped. People have to be cured. It is critical. It can bring forth death. It is serious. That's why there's so much uproar about it. It's broadcast on the news and everywhere. They're warning people. They're warning people about this terrible virus that's in the world. Dear friends, it's serious. Can I say to you this afternoon, your sin is serious. It's worse. Sin is against the holy and the righteous God, one who's Lord and one who's King, and you sin against Him. And you have broken your laws. It will destroy all before it sin. It's the biggest killer in the world. The Bible says the wages, listen, of sin is death. That's why we're all dying. Because of sin. We're plagued, we're destroyed by sin. It has destroyed, listen, all mankind since the fall. It kills all people. That's why there's funerals. That's why there's death. This is why you will die of sin. This is why there's a place called hell. Everlasting punishment for those who die in their sin. It's serious. It's solemn. A person who comes before God will lose their soul forever and forever because they have sinned against the Lord. And listen, they're lost. It is serious to be in your sin here this afternoon. It is serious to be away from God. It's serious to have this terrible, terrible virus called sin in your heart and in your life. It is not a light thing. Listen, it is not a little thing. It's dangerous. The sin that you have in your heart, the sin you have in your life, listen, will destroy you. Your body, your soul, and hell forever. So it's very solemn. It's very serious. It's a serious disease that's sweeping over the world, but yet not as serious as sin. I hope the Lord will speak to you this afternoon and show you the danger that you're in because of your sin against Him, that you can lose your soul for all eternity. Because of your unrighteousness, because of your rebellion, because of your sin against God. Dear friends, it's a serious thing, sin. It's not a lie thing. Some people talk about lies. It's only a little white lie. There's no such thing. Lies are lies. It's breaking the very law of God. Can I say last thing very quickly about the stopping of the coronavirus? We're doing everything to try to stop it. Isolation. If you come from a certain place, you had to be isolated for 14 days. I do not know if I go home in Tasmania, they may lock me up somewhere in Northern Ireland for 14 days. I hope they don't, but you never know what happens. Then there's separation. That particular city, Wuhan, has shut down all transportation in the city. That was home to over 11 million people. They closed the buses, the subways, they cancelled all flights and trains in and out of the city, and they have done that in 15 other cities. It tells us a total of 46 million in China are locked down. You can't move out and you cannot move in, friends. Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to stop the virus. And that could happen. In our communities, you could be locked in to Kingston. Not allowed to go out. Not allowed to go in. We do not know. We hope it doesn't get to that, of course. For the next few weeks anyway, did I get out? But nevertheless, here's what they're doing. They're trying to stop the virus. And then there's medication there. These scientists are coming together. Their brains, they're trying to come up with a formula to stop this virus that's going around. Some have said it could take a year or 18 months before one is available. I'm not sure of that, but I'm only quoting you things I've come across. Then there's another way of stopping it is prevention. You keep away from areas where it's found. Of course, the old golden rule. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Because we have a habit, of course, of touching this and touching that. And then touching this. You put it up to your face. Through your eyes, through your nose, through your mouth. You are to wash your hands. And all of these things. So they're telling us different things. They're trying to stop it. And I really do hope they do stop it. I hope they come to a formula, whatever it may be. We may have to go through hardships in the days that lie ahead. I do not know, but we have the faith if it comes. But they're doing all they can to stop it. How can we stop sin? How can you stop sin in your life? How can you stop sin destroying you? Well, the Bible tells us how. And this is a great message of the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. The teaching of the Bible. Listen, flee from it. If you're in an area where this coronavirus is about today, you would run. You wouldn't go near it. You wouldn't go to that home. You wouldn't go to that person. You would flee from it. Well, it's the same with sin. It's destroying people. It will destroy your soul. You've got to run. You've got to get away from it. In other words, you've got to repent. You've got to get away from yourself. You will never get to heaven. Listen, you will never get to heaven if you never turn from your sin. The Lord Jesus came, the Bible says, to save us from our sins. And I want you to notice that. He saves us from them. Some people think, I'll get to heaven, sin in one hand, the Bible in the other, and everything's well. It is certainly not well. It's one of the other friends. It's either Christ in the world. Is that a price for sin? You cannot have hope. And to be saved, you must repent. You must turn from your sin. And you must come to Jesus Christ. And I want to say to you this afternoon in Tasmania, the only one who can deal with your sin is not yourself. It's not your church. It's not your minister. It's not your priest. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we sang that great hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross on which the Prince of Glory died." He died for us. He took our place, our punishment upon the cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. And he was bruised for our iniquities, the Bible tells us. He died in our place. He shed his blood. And the Bible tells us here that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. What can wash away my sin? Listen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And the only answer for every man and woman in this week and outside this meeting, and listen, across the world, this afternoon is this. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from sin. I need a Savior. You need someone to save you, to cleanse you, to take away your sin. That someone is the Lord Jesus Christ. There's none other. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You notice that he says, nobody, no other man, Nobody can come to me except come to the Father but through me. He's the only way to heaven, friends. He's the only one who can save your soul. There's no other Savior but the Lord Jesus. And I want you to see that. There's no other Savior. He's the only one to stop this in your life. He's the only one to stop you going to a lost eternity. He's the only one to take away your sin. He's the only one who can save your soul. He is the only one who can take you to heaven. So have you been to Jesus? We were singing that in opening hymn. For the cleansing power, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I have. I'm not the man I used to be. I came to Christ. He saved me. He changed me. He washed me. I'm His. And others in the meeting had turned from their sin and we have come to Christ. Would you not come and trust Him? He's a Savior. He's calling sinners to come to Him. Come and trust Him. And He'll stop the virus of sin in your life. He'll give you a new life. He'll bring you home to heaven. And he'll be your shepherd. The only way of stopping this coronavirus of sin is the Lord Jesus. You need Him. Come and trust Him. Anybody, any questions, speak with us. I'm glad to be here. I'm here to help anyone. Any questions. If you're concerned about your soul, about your sin, about eternity, speak with us. The Bible has the answer. And the answer is Christ. He is the answer. Come and trust Him, even this afternoon. Amen.